good defense, maybe a faster defense than they have been in the past, a little bit smaller, but a lot of the same guys, similar schemes, and both teams know each other so well, so it'll be a hard-fought game, a hard-hitting game, and see who can limit the mistakes.
Difference between division games and non-division games, did it just come down to knowing the other team?
Yeah, I think so. Every game's close. Everybody knows your base stuff. We know what coverages they're going to run. They know what plays we're going to run, and it's just who can execute the best and who can make the plays.
This locker room feels much like it did after a loss, a close loss, or a close win. Is that true, or is the confidence taking a hit at all?
No, I don't think so. We're through our first quarter of the season, and certainly we'd like to have a better record than we do, but just like no games lost in the first quarter, I don't think any season's lost in the first quarter as well. So 1-3, we dug ourselves a little hole, and I think we all got a sense of urgency to play better and win more.
Kyle, if you're going to grade your play, what grade would you give you just for you?
Well, not good enough. You're 1-3, so not good enough. I think I'm like a lot of guys on offense. We've done some good things. I've done some good things, and I got to limit my mistakes, limit the turnovers, and help us win.
Have the feel of a big game here, a game to get you back in the race?
Oh, no doubt. Going into the bye week, we got to go in with a win. We got to find a way to get back on that winning track, and certainly no better time than against San Diego at home.
Seems like you and Brandon got back in the flow of things last week.
Yeah, we did. It was fun. I think Brandon brings an energy to our offense that we don't have without him. That big play threat. Once he gets going, it just makes the whole offense tick that much better. So hopefully we can get him going early again and hit some shots down the field and get some easy scores.
And confident that the running game could pick up where it left off too?
Oh, no doubt. I think our offensive line played their best game of the year. So I think they've got the urgency to carry over on that and get better and have even a better week this year this week. But certainly the best that they played, and Willis and all the backs found some good holes and made good runs.
Kyle, you always know who your tight end is in the huddle.
I know we got a good one. I know we got a good one in there. I think, you got Dante, you got Fells, you got Virgil's playing good football for us. So we're mixing those guys in. Each one of them can do something that the other one can't, and they're all good at what they do.
Russ and Chris,
I don't count them as tight ends. I don't think they'll have to be wide open to get the ball, especially Russ. I'll never throw the ball to Russ.
If you had a chance to be on a TV show that you like, what would you pick?
What type of question is that?
Well, there was a guy on a TV show last night on The Biggest Loser. We were kind of asking players if they had a chance that there's a show that you might like to be on.
I don't know. I haven't been able to watch TV for a while, so I don't know what's going on.
Kyle, do you feel like this offense is getting closer to where you guys want to be?
Well, I do. I think we're the areas that we struggled at in the past, I think we're definitely getting better at. Third down conversions, we're doing a lot better job of. We're doing better in the red zone. So those are two positives now. If we can just, like I said, limit some mistakes, limit some turnovers, I think we'll be able to go from scoring, 23, 24 points a game to getting over that 30 points, scoring 35 points a game, which would help the whole team.
Kyle, what do you guys got to do to get back into the AFC West? I mean, obviously,
we got to win this week. That's really
just got to five, and this year
just got to win this week. That's the only way we can look at it. Just got to win this week.